this is not a dream, nor is it a nightmare. This really, really is another episode of Dead Curious, and we are your sister hosts. My name's Roxanne.
And I'm Jessica.
So, it's been a while.
Yeah.
I don't think we have to waste time going into details, but just to give a little bit of an explanation to our diehard fans who have been so patiently waiting for us or given up hope. But yeah, basically life just got hectic. We started the podcast during lockdown, the initial lockdown in like 2019, and it was easier to do research and stuff because we were at home. So during lunch breaks we could YouTube or browse Wikipedia pages, that sort of thing. And when we had to start going back to work, it just seriously threw our scheduling. We've also been going through on and off load shedding, and just life happened. And so our break turned into a, what's that word, hiatus?
Hiatus, yeah.
Yeah.
Almost year-long hiatus. Apologies, everybody.
Yeah, so I think the last time we posted an episode was in May last year, you said?
Yeah.
But the positive side of a long break like that is that we have come back super duper fresh. I'm pretty sure a lot of people started feeling that towards the end of season two, we kind of lost that oomph in some of our episodes. I know I felt it. Listening back to the episodes, I feel like people could have heard it. So we decided to make a few little changes, and I'm pretty sure you guys will agree with it. Instead of doing each season with a theme, we're actually just going to talk about whatever the hell we want, because that's how we're going to keep the passion going up in here.
That's true. Ooh, what was that?
Ghost.
Wait, is that on my side?
Yes, it is. What is that?
Oh, Grant's in the kitchen.
Oh. Okay.
Listen, that man is loud when he's in the kitchen.
I was like, hey, Jax, listen, we're going to like record for the first time in like a year. Do you mind keeping it down? He's very understanding though. Shame piece. Aww. He's so sweet.
I didn't tell Grant, so yeah, he doesn't know.
That's your bad then. Yeah. Anyway, I was talking about changes. So
changes.
We're not going to have theme seasons anymore. We're just going to talk about whatever the hell we want. The seasons will be separated. We'll take a short break in between each season. Short, hopefully. I don't want to take a long break like this again. It was nice, but I missed it.
I know, I really missed it as well. And it's like I didn't get to talk to you as often either. So I'm like, I was sad.
Well, yes and no, but yeah.
Okay, you didn't miss me, that's fine.
I mean, we saw each other a lot.
That's true.
So yeah, as you guys know, our favorite stories to tell are your stories. So please follow us on Facebook, on Instagram, or go to our website. It's deadcurious.co.za, all one word lowercase, and send us your stories. They're the best.
They are. Did you have to write that down?
Write what down? Like
the email address and everything, because I don't even remember that.
Oh, I'm guessing. Oh, I got it wrong. Yeah, actually, it's deadcuriouspodcast.co.za.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
What's our email? Yeah. Okay, let's pretend everyone knows what it is. deadcuriouspodcast@gmail.com is our email address. Yes, I should know because my story actually is actually a listener story, so I should know that.
Okay.
But yeah, to open up season three of Dead Curious, we decided to do something super, super special. And that is a follow-up to the haunted house story of the house that my mom's staying in. That our mom, it's your mom too, our mother's staying in. That's another change. We're not going to be editing our shit anymore because that takes too long, and that's what kind of burnt us out. So the bloopers are staying in the episodes. Let's see how this goes.
Good luck, guys.
But all over the place already. So we're going to start off with an update on my mother's haunted house. And oh my gosh, it's juicy. It's really juicy, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Jess, you'll be telling the story. Is it going to be a long one?
It's You know what? It might be. In terms of how much information I've got down, it's not too bad, but I anticipate much discussion from both of us, so that's going to probably make it a bit long.
That's okay.
So I don't know if you want to maybe, do you want to go first, or do you want the long one to be
No,
first?
I rate we start with yours, and if there is time, we can go into my ones. My
Okay,
ones,
cool.
yes. I have two stories from the same person.
Delicious.
Oh, they are fantastically terrible. I love it.
Ah, so good. Okay. I'm so nervous doing this after
I know
such a
it
long
feels,
time.
yeah, some of it comes naturally, like the intro. The rest of it, I'm kind of like,
Like the email address.
The email address, I'm just like talking so confidently. I'm like, what is it? I can't remember.
We'll have it in the description, so like
Oh yeah, that's true.
if you want to make double sure what the email address the email did I say email address?
Yeah.
Anyway, if you want to make sure what the email address actually is, you can just have a look in the description. So like don't bother trying to make sense of what we were talking about. Okay, I'm gonna start before things get even worse.
Okay, do
So
it.
yes, I do encourage everybody to go back and listen to season one. I think it's episode six, judging by the title. If you haven't listened to that one yet, I would say go and listen to that first, because it'll give you like a better understanding of what happened at our mother's house.
Not only that, there's some follow-up things. From what you told me before, there's actually some things we discussed in that episode that kind of had questions that are answered in the new information.
I think it answers some questions, but you know, we'll talk about that later on.
Even if you have heard it, maybe go back and listen to that one quickly and then come back here.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt. It's not gonna hurt anybody.
Yeah, we'll give you a moment. Okay, hello, welcome back.
Okay, come back. Okay, yeah, so it's gonna give you like a bit of context and you know, help you to understand maybe what we're gonna talk about. So let's continue. We have mentioned before that something that we like to do as sisters, together with our mother sometimes, is discuss paranormal and strange events that we've witnessed either during our childhood or in certain homes that we've lived in together and just in our past in general. So, this was when I wrote this was in October, so about a month before that, I think. It was around September, October time. I was talking to mom about these, you know, spooky things that was happening when we were there in Kraaifontein. And she was like, okay, wait, you have to listen to this. She decided she's gonna tell me this story about what she found out about her house. Now, before I get started on that, I just need to explain something really quick. She sometimes looks after a friend's child, talking about JJ, for you that does know, Roxanne. And we've been looking after him since he was like literally a baby. And
Yeah, and diapers.
yeah, he was like baby, not even taught like baby.
Like, can't walk, can't talk yet, type thing.
Yeah, just lying in the bed, meh, that kind of baby.
Yeah, that kind of baby.
And yeah, I think he's like 10 years old now or
Yeah.
something like that. Yeah, and this particular encounter that I'm about to share with you today is what he experienced over the course of a few days while staying at our mom's house. Okay, so she tells me that he randomly started asking her to wait outside the bathroom while he showers or like uses the toilet and things like that. It then escalated to where he asked if he could sit in the bathroom with her while she's in the shower so that he didn't have to be alone in the other room. And she was a bit annoyed by this because obviously it's like, you know, you want your privacy when you in the
Yeah,
shower.
and mom's bathroom's quite small.
It's very small, it's tiny. But it's like he's always been sort of open to stuff like scary things, and he's always been scared of ghost stories and stuff like that. So she kind of just she just let him sit there, I guess, for like peace of mind or whatever. And then she said the next night he said to her, "Do you hear that?" And she was confused because she couldn't hear anything. And she asked him what it was, and he told her it sounded like a swing or something like that, you know, the creaking from a swing.
Yeah, when the ropes are going, ee, that
Yeah,
type of
something like
thing.
that. Yes, yeah. So she was even more confused by this because none of her neighbors own a swing set.
Never have.
Or anything like that. So, yeah. So she didn't quite know what could be causing a sound like that, but she told him not to worry about it, and then, you know, they went to bed. The next time he heard something, he again asked her if she can hear the sound coming from the living room, but she still couldn't hear anything. So she got up, and she was about to open the bedroom door to have a look at what it might be, and he stopped her, and she said that he looked a bit panicked, like he was trying to plead with her not to open the door. And she was, like, so shocked and confused by, like, how scared he sounded. So she asked him, "What sound are you hearing?" I've got goosebumps. He said to her, "The old lady is making groaning sounds."
What? Like, what? No. Oh, and he's such a sweet boy. No.
I know.
Old lady. Okay.
So she asked him if he would like to go around the house and pray and cleanse the house together. And he said, yes, he thinks it's a good idea.
Okay.
So after they did that, he felt a bit more comfortable. And I don't think he's experienced anything else since then. She didn't say that he did. So it seems like it worked, at least for now.
Mm.
But we've spoken about it before. That place needs like a proper cleansing.
Regularly too.
Yeah. Cleansing should happen like at least once a year. It should be an annual thing.
And that house, it needs it every term.
Dude, I think that house is like, if you go by cleansing per year, I think it's like 2 years overdue or something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, now, this is where it gets juicy. Okay. What makes this encounter even stranger is how it ties in with the previous residents of the house.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
Okay.
So our mom has been living there for probably
20 years. Easy.
It's been more than 20 years.
Yeah.
So she's been there for over 20 years at this point. And her neighbors have been living there for, I think, even longer. So they actually knew the people who lived there before us.
Oh.
And before the place was made slightly bigger. You know which ones I'm talking about?
Yeah, right? The ones with the dogs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they've been living there for ages and ages. So they knew the people who had lived there before. So, unfortunately, but also kind of fortunately, during this pandemic, a lot of people, you know, have gotten sick, obviously, our family and neighbors included.
Yeah.
And sometimes their relatives would go by and drop off food and things like that for the people who got sick in the house. And I say fortunately in this case, because this is how we ended up getting the story, because mom actually got to meet some of the neighbors' relatives that knew the previous owners
or tenants, okay,
and who were there when this story happened.
Okay.
So one of the things we did mention in our previous episode was that a man hung himself in the home.
Yeah.
But that's as much as we knew until now.
Okay. Sorry. All right. It's just living in that house for, like, decades, right?
Literally my whole life.
Yeah, and then all of the weird things that we've experienced, which is in that previous episode, but if we just quickly jotted down a few, it would be hearing a man and a woman talking, beds shaking, feeling of tapping, the feeling that you've been watched, and then I was also haunted by that sound, which was... I've actually heard that rope sound, that like, so I've heard that sound too.
In mom's house?
Yeah, everywhere.
Oh,
see,
dude.
I don't know if it's the same. I don't know if it's the same thing, but I definitely heard that sound that he was talking about, but it followed me. That's why I think it might be different things, but...
Look, there's definitely like a couple of things in that place. It's not just one thing. There's like a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. So it's just the idea that we finally find out a little bit of history behind the house. I don't know, it just brings me some
closure.
Yeah, I was like, comfort, that's not the right word, closure.
Yeah.
So yes, okay, tell us, what did the neighbors say?
Okay, so this man was a somewhat elderly man that lived there with his wife, who unfortunately was suffering from cancer at the time. After a few visits at the doctor, they were told that she only had a few months left to live.
Oh.
And I don't mean like 6 months to a year. I'm talking like 1 to 3 months, they said.
Oh, that's so awful.
They were obviously devastated because, you know, there's not much that you can do at this point.
No.
It's imminent. And the neighbors tried to help out when they could and would sometimes like take her out for grocery shopping and to run small errands and things like that. And one day when the old lady and the neighbor came back, they found the front door wide open and the husband's body swinging from a rope in the living room, or what we now know as the living room.
Oh no.
He didn't take it very well. He was obviously quite upset by it and he didn't know how else to cope, I guess.
Oh, so the theory is that he actually committed suicide because of his wife's diagnosis.
Yeah.
Oh, shame.
Obviously, we can't say for sure because nobody spoke to him about it. And it must have happened pretty soon after the doctors gave him the date because it's 1 to 3 months, you know. So...
it's so sad.
My guess would be that... I mean, they were basically elderly, so it's possible they'd spend their whole lives together.
Oh, shit.
So it's like, yeah, I don't know.
I don't even want to think about it. That's just... I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, it gets sadder, unfortunately. The wife was obviously distraught, and she wailed at the discovery of her husband's body.
Mm.
The other neighbors heard her cries and came to see what happened, and obviously they then found out. After that day, the wife became delirious from denial at the loss of her husband. She would still make food for him and try to talk to him as if he was still there with her. And she would get upset if someone tried to take his plate away, and she would tell them that he was going to eat it later and things like that.
Oh, no.
Not too long after that, she became catatonic and... had to get help from the neighbors to cook. She couldn't cook for herself and, you know, to help her fulfill her basic needs. And she was barely able to do things at all. She couldn't speak. All she could do was make sad groaning sounds. And she eventually passed away.
I just got
while sitting in the living room.
Our living room. Ah! Oh no!
What made this even sadder was... that she ended up living well past only a few months. So she lived quite a while after that.
Oh no.
And the probably one of the spookiest parts of all of this is that Mom only heard about the story after JJ's weird encounters there. So it's not like he could have overheard a conversation or anything like that.
I remember you told me that Mom found out about the story because she was talking to the neighbors and she was like, do you guys have a swing? And they were like, no, we don't.
Mm.
And then she was like, oh, did you know the people that stayed here before us? And then they explained the stories. And then they were like... yeah, when they came home, all the doors and windows were open and his body was swinging in the breeze.
Yeah.
And you could actually hear the rope go, ee-ee. And that's before Mom told them about what JJ was hearing.
Yeah.
Do you know how fucked up that is?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm so glad we found out about this shit after we moved out. Because if we were still living there, I would nope my ass right out of there. Because what... we've been hearing an old man and old lady talking for years. We have been hearing screeching. I've never heard the groaning before, but remember we were talking in our other episode about how there's two places you can feel the eyes watching you. One's lower and one's taller. Oof. One must be the lady in the wheelchair. And the other one must be the guy.
Well, I don't know if she was in a wheelchair. Probably.
If she was catatonic.
She would have to be in a wheelchair. Maybe.
Unless she was bedridden. But still, that would be pretty low.
Oh, I get the feeling. Crazy. I don't know, but like that. That watching business, it doesn't feel like somebody that was like hanging, watching. It feels like it was that standing. Height because that's how tall the thing was. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
The story it definitely explains the swinging and the groaning sounds that he heard. And like you said, hearing a man and a woman speaking, all three of us have heard that throughout the house. And I don't know if I mentioned it in one of the previous episodes, but Mom spoke about a time, I don't know if she's seen her only once or like a couple times, but she said she saw an older woman carrying a tea tray to the other room.
What? Really?
I'm wondering...
no, I didn't know about this.
She said she was in her room the one day. I think this was after I'd already moved out. And she saw this woman walking past with a tea tray. So she thought, okay, maybe she'd left the gate open. Because you know how people like to just walk into the house there. She thought, oh, maybe she left the big gate open and someone just wandered in or something. So she got up, like upset because someone had just come into her property.
Again.
Again. And she went to the room where she saw the lady go into, which was my old bedroom, and there was no one there. So she was like...
What?
Praying and, yeah. So...
Dude, is this haunting getting worse? I feel like it's getting worse.
I don't know. But I feel like that would... That kind of... I remembered that when she was telling me the story of the old lady, because I was thinking maybe that's like an imprint of her.
Oh, yeah.
Taking something for her,
like,
husband.
What's it called? A time lapse.
A stain on time.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, of her bringing something for her husband that's not there anymore. So, yeah. But like all of this together, kind of like... It's sad to think, but it's also kind of nice, I guess, that they're, like, stuck there together, in a way.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to be stuck like that.
Yeah, but at least they're together, I guess.
I don't know. Like, I'm relieved that I have some sense of closure, but at the same time, WTF, that's a lot. And no wonder why there's bad juju there, because, I mean, yeah. A suicide and, like, cancer all in the same, like, span of, like, a year. That's intense.
Yeah. And the lady next door, her husband, way back, you know, he's been, I think he died long before he moved in there, I think, something.
Mm.
Didn't he die, something to do with his boat, and then it, like, I don't know if there was a rod or something, or he fell on something and it, like, went right through his chest or something like
what?
That.
What? I don't know that.
I must ask Mom. I must find out. But yeah, there's, like, a whole lot of just bad vibes in that area. It's bad vibes.
Yeah, like, Mom's landlord, who owned the larger part of the property, he died of cancer. Our neighbors behind the house, he's a cancer survivor. Mm. And then I think also the other neighbors also... had cancer or something.
Which one?
The ones that told Mom the story. Or emphysema or something. Anyway, I just think that it's really, really weird how it's in one area such, like, concentrated bad luck, if I could call it that. I don't know.
I think I read somewhere, or maybe it was on another podcast, probably. But it's like when there's something that bad and that tragic that happens, it's like the negative energy kind of expands in that area, I guess, and, like, spreads.
100%.
Because that's, like, that is such a rough thing to go through.
And direct neighbors, not like...
Yeah, it's not like people four houses down. It's literally the houses...
All the houses in that corner of the block.
Yeah.
That's insane. Like, there's such weird juju happening there. I'm just... It's insane.
Yeah. It was a tough, rough, sad story. So, sorry, everybody. But, yeah.
Like I said, closure. But I still have two stories to share. Okay, so, as I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, I've got two stories to share today, and they're from the same listener. And I'm really, really sorry if I'm getting your name wrong. It's, Gaino or Gainal. I'm not quite sure how you pronounce it, but I'm going to call her Mama G because she's a mama and her name's G, and that just sounds damn cool. So you got a nickname, lady. Love you.
Mama G.
So she writes, "Hi, ladies. Love, love, love your podcast. Hope you go from strength to strength."
Thank you.
She says, "Well, my story, one of them, hashtag sinister laugh." I love this woman.
Oh, nice.
"I think, like you, my family and I are sensitive to the supernatural. I've always been able to see ghosts. I think some or other entity has latched onto me and my kids and it is not letting go." Oh,
I hate that.
I know, right? In her email to us, she prefaced her story with a list of things that her and her family have experienced. And she says they've experienced a lot of the normal things in scare quotes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, scare quotes.
Scare quotes. Ha ha, pun intended.
That's very funny.
So the normal things are objects being moved or disappearing and reappearing somewhere else, strange noises, mm-hmm. A smell that doesn't belong anywhere, like a perfume or deodorant that like no one's wearing.
Disembodied smell.
Yes, there we go. That's the word. And then classic lights turning on and off, that sort of a thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But here is her first story. I'm from Cape Town and at the time married to my first husband, in brackets, another story for another time. Around 98 or 99, we moved into a house in Eersterivier. I remember it being a Saturday morning when we moved in. All of our furniture was in the house and the boxes were stacked in each room ready to be unpacked. My husband and his friend left to buy some more curtain hooks, so my eldest daughter, who was 3 at the time, and myself were left alone in the house. I was busy in the kitchen unpacking, and my daughter came to me and told me that I must come and see the man in her room.
I hate that.
I know. So, me laughing and not taking her too seriously, I walked over to her room, telling her that there's no one there, and right at the door, along the wall, was her bed. I looked inside, laughed, and told her that there was no one there. But she insisted that there's a man sitting there looking at us.
Oh, no.
I picked her up, turned around, and still laughing, assured her no one's there. I really didn't see anyone. But what I did see was the indentation of someone sitting on the bed. And I could feel him looking at us. She's getting shivers as I type this, and no shit, Jess, I've got like goosebumps. Like, I'm wearing shorts because it's hot as hell in this room, and I'm like, I could see goosebumps all up. Okay, so she says that this was the beginning of the horror. She said she's moved since and has been in her current house for the last 17 years, but the thing followed her and is still present. Mm-hmm. And then she said she will update her on some more stories soon and we mustn't get haunted. So obviously I was like enthralled by the story and I was like, hey, you got to tell us more. So she sent us a follow-up story.
Oh, Mama G. Listen, before you start, Mama G, cleanse yourself. Cleanse your house, man.
Cleanse your house, Mama G.
Okay. It's like when she mentions that she can feel that it's looking at, like, I know that feeling.
Yes, it's the one we had at Mom's house.
I don't wish that on anyone.
It's like an unmistakable feeling. I told you about the one time when I was still freelancing and working from home that I felt like somebody was watching me. And I looked everywhere and then eventually I saw that there was a goose on the neighbor's roof. And then the moment I knew what it was that was staring at me, I was fine because I knew that's what was staring, because it was looking at me, like death staring me from the neighbor's roof. But as long as I knew what it was.
Geese are evil, so.
Oh, it was those Egyptian geese. Those ones like.
They all do that.
No, but these ones, I don't know. Look, I'm not one for killing animals, but it's the one time in my life that I actually considered it.
I feel like you especially are able to sense things like that, like when someone's looking at you, when there's like a bad intention behind it.
Exactly.
And we all know that geese are the most evil creatures, so it makes sense.
So aggressive. They are evil spirits incarnate. Yes. We're so going to ask, I'm going to ask Christine to draw a goose for us. An evil goose. It has to be. Please.
An evil goose. It must be evil goose.
Okay, now.
She's going to be so confused.
Oh, I love confusing Christine. I just go, hey, Christine, draw this thing. And she doesn't know what the story is. And then she just makes up some magic. And I love how it actually matches to the story.
Right? She's brilliant. She's fantastic. Shout out, Christine.
Shout out to Christine, our illustrator. You're an amazing girl. And if you don't know what illustrations we're talking about, it's the artwork cover on the podcasts. And it's also all the posts on our Instagram. So take a look.
If you haven't seen those, go to our Instagram.
Yeah.
It'll be in the description.
Pencil Heart Art is the name of her business. She's amazing and a huge true crime and creepy pasta fanatic. Just like us.
Just like us. And you.
And me. Oh, okay. You mean the listeners. Yes, yes.
Yes, the listeners.
The listeners. Yeah. Hey, DC Clan. Okay.
That's staying in.
All right, cool. Story number two. Let's move swiftly. Let's move swiftly along. I haven't even drank anything yet. Okay. So, okay, the next story. Mama G writes, now to get to the next story, and this one has freaked me out and still haunts me till today, over 20 years later.
No.
So my first hubby, let's call him M. So it's the same hubby from the previous story. She says, my first hubby, let's call him M, and I worked long hours and we made a point of spending some quality time together in the evenings once our oldest had gone to bed. We would sit in the living room, either watching a movie or soccer, since they were soccer fans, and then they would just cuddle on the couch with some snacks or whatever. So this specific night, as usual, we finished watching TV and went to bed. Em and I were both smokers, but because my oldest had asthma, we never smoked in the house. But Em needed a smoke, and because it was winter, he didn't want to go outside. So I suggested that he stand by the bedroom window behind the curtain and smoke out the window to keep the smoke out the room. While he was standing there, I got into bed. So a quick layout of the room. The bed was standing directly opposite the window, and the doors on the left of the bed. The bedroom's lights were off and the bed lamps were on, and I was lying on my right side on the side of the bed furthest from the door, facing the wall with my back to the door, if you can see that.
I can see it. It's magical.
Mama G's so good with her descriptions. Okay. Em was standing at the window smoking and chatting to me. Now, just a little bit about Em. He wasn't a very talkative person, but when he did chat, he was a very funny guy. Note that I'm speaking about him in the past tense, but that's another story. Yo, this woman's just full of stories.
Mama G, tell all the stories,
Mama G. Okay, so he was standing there smoking and telling some funny story, and I was lying on the bed listening to him, sometimes responding or giggling. Suddenly, I couldn't move. I told myself in my head to keep calm, and then the feeling disappeared. Then suddenly, I was flipped onto my back, and I couldn't move again. I could literally feel something sitting over me. My legs and arms were pinned at my side, and I could feel hot, putrid breath in my face. This is when I started screaming, but no sound came out. You know when you scream and you can see the veins in your neck and forehead standing out? It was like that. I could see M standing at the window, and I could still hear him talking to me, but he was completely unaware. He was unaware of what was happening right behind him. All of a sudden, it stopped. And it stopped just as M came from the window to get into bed. At this point, I was hysterical, crying and trying to tell him what just happened. As expected, he was very concerned, and he got into bed and hugged me and tried to calm me down. So here I was, being held by my partner and obviously being very upset. But his presence and his assurance that it was all over calmed me down. A few minutes later, he was still holding me and comforting me, but then his grip got tighter and tighter and tighter, and I started to push him away and telling him like that he's hurting me and he must stop. But then he started laughing, and then the laugh changed, and it wasn't his voice anymore. No. I looked up at his face and got the fright of my life. It was not him. It was not M lying in bed with me. No. This thing holding me didn't actually have a recognizable face. His face looked like it had been burnt, but not scarred. It was like raw, freshly burnt raw flesh. And it was black with tinges of like red in between. And he didn't have any ears that were like burnt off. And his hair was like this black steel wool, but it was like caked together from like flames or whatever. And his teeth were razor sharp, and there seemed like there were too many teeth for his mouth. And what freaked me out the most were his eyes. They were dark with these little red dots for pupils. I started screaming and fighting with this thing, trying to get away. But the more I fought, the more tighter he held me and the louder he would laugh. I ripped out a piece of his flesh from his skinless face, and that made him hold me tighter, even more, like he loved that I was putting up a fight. During this time, I looked in the direction of the window, and M was still there, standing at the curtain, smoking. I could even faintly hear him, and he was completely unaware of what was going on. In that moment, I remembered what my granny told me. She would always say, pray, my baby, pray.
Yes, Granny G.
Go, Granny G. So I said in Afrikaans, Here, help me asseblief, ek gaan dood hier vanaand. So the translation is, God help me, please, tonight is the night I die. And just like that, the thing disappeared. I jumped out of my bed, bumping into M as he was on his way to bed. But he had no clue what was going on. And he tried to restrain me because I just started scratching his face. To me, he was still that thing, but back for round two. I eventually realized it was over and it was just M in front of me. And for the rest of the night, the house lights were on as well as the TV. I paced the house like a crazy person, refusing to get back into bed, even though I had to get up early for work the next morning. Oh, and as a side note, when I was getting ready for work the next morning, I noticed my fingernails were dirty. I always kept them clean, but it looked like I'd been scratching through a fireplace. So FYI, this is not the last time I saw this thing. No. M knew of these episodes I'd experienced in the past, but he was never present during one. To him, I was just overreacting. It was my imagination and my strong belief in the supernatural. But afterwards, I proved him wrong. He became a believer himself when he experienced something with me. But that's another story.
No, stop it.
I know, stop it, Mama G, stop it.
Stop it.
And then she ends off the story with this note. I was unsure if I should share the story because I have learned in the past whenever I share the story, it's like I invite it back in and he makes his presence known. I'm still aware that he's around, but always hiding in the shadows watching me. I'm getting shivers just typing that.
Oh, now I feel bad.
Mama G, first of all, thank you for sharing the story with us, even though it could come at a considerable cost. But as we mentioned,
he's going to leave her alone.
But that's the thing. As we said in previous episodes, you give the thing power, and it seems like you don't give this thing power.
True.
You told him to stuff off. You prayed. He went away. You can do it again, girl. I believe in you.
Mm-hmm. Cleanse your house.
Cleanse your house.
Annually.
Yeah. Yeah, annually.
Or biannually. Whatever suits you.
I was just like, cleanse your house anally. Don't do that.
Let's not do that.
I think we're just getting silly now. It's probably a good time to end the episode. I think I'm getting like heat stroke in here.
Oh.
But Mama G, thank you so much for sharing. We're going to send positive vibes your way. Maybe try some sage. Try and get your house cleansed and all that. We don't want you to get haunted again for sharing this story. And I know it happens. It's happened to Jax. It's happened to me. You know, you share a story and then all of a sudden you start noticing things again.
Mm.
But then you just say, nay.
Nay, I say.
No, nay, nay, I say. Scary things, go away. You do not belong here. This is not good for you. Go away.
It's your space. It's your area.
This is my space.
It's your life.
My area.
It's your house.
My life. My house.
Yeah.
That's actually a great mantra.
Yeah. You're welcome. You are welcome, everybody who's listening to this.
you know what, if you're too tired to do it, just rewind back to the beginning of our mantra and then play this episode out loud, and then we will scare the boogeyman's away.
We will help you cleanse your home, your space, your area, your life. What did I say?
Who knows. So
yeah,
thanks again everybody for tuning in. The next episode won't be far away, don't you worry. And to everybody who has been consistently listening to us over the past few years, thank you so much for all of your support. It's so funny to see that even though we haven't been active for about 9 months, we are getting listens and downloads every day. And this is amazing.
It's awesome. You guys are so
awesome. We're so lucky to have amazing listeners like you. And until next time.
Wait. Okay. Cleanse annually.
Good advice.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Or something like that.